Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In spite of facing three frontal attacks from these, quote, miserable comforters, Job 16, verse 2, Job still has a few arrows left in his quiver. He decides to first highlight the fact that all three men are know-it-alls. It isn't the basis of a long-term relationship when your friend acts like he knows everything, so there's no need for any discussion. Unless it's Jesus. See John 15, verse 14, who actually does know everything. Job decides to use his next arrow, well dipped in irony. Quote, "No doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you." Job 12, verse 2. Actually, he continues, quote, "I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you." Verse 3. A man surely has some heart awareness, the meaning of understanding, who has been married, raised 10 children, run a successful business, been sought out for counsel, and is considered by God to be his servant, concerning whom he says, quote, "that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil." Chapter 1, verse 8. It's not a wise thing, Job says, to attack someone who is in communication with God, or to ridicule someone who has been approved by him. Chapter 12, verse 4. It's interesting that all four men see the benefit of slipping in verbal illustrations to relieve the intensity of their conversation, something public preachers and teachers should learn to practice. To give an updated version of verse 5, a man at ease in his recliner doesn't care about a flashlight, but someone on a dangerous path in the dark does. His point is this: when things are going well, as with Job's friends, they can be careless about truth. But when a man is desperate, as in his case, nothing but the light will do. So Job, in the next section, will shed light on what is really true. Fascinating riposte, isn't it?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.